butterflies are a good symbol for new life. Because if we saw a cocoon and or a chrysalis and we didn't know what it was, we might have kind of a hard time guessing that something so beautiful and so amazing would come out of that little tiny thing that often looks sort of like a dead, dried up leaf. And so butterflies become a symbol for Easter and for new life, because it's always such a wonderful surprise when a butterfly comes into the world. In fact, it was a wonderful surprise when each of you came into the world. And so today I want to tell you a little imaginary conversation between a brother and a sister. It's a conversation they had before they were born. They were twins, and so they were together inside their mother. And one day the sister said to the brother, "I believe in life after birth." And he said, no. This is our world, this dark and cozy place. Our purpose is to cling to the cord that feeds us. She said, "Well, you know, I just think there must be something else. I think maybe a place with light and lots of room to move." But he could not be convinced. So she was quiet for a while. And then she said, "You might not like to hear this, but there's something else I want to say. I believe there's a mother." He said, "What are you talking about? I've never seen a mother. You've never seen a mother. Who put this idea in your head? And why are you always so dissatisfied? This is a perfectly wonderful place to be. Why can't you just be content?" And so the sister was quiet again, but she had all these thoughts in her head because she couldn't seem to stop thinking them, and she really wanted to discuss it with somebody, and her brother was the only person to talk to that she had there that she could talk to. And so she said, "Do you notice those squeezes? Do you feel that from time to time? It's kind of uncomfortable. Sometimes it even hurts a little bit." He said, "Yeah, I've noticed it. So what about it?" She said, "Well, I think maybe those squeezes are getting us ready for whatever comes next. And I think when we get there, it's going to be really beautiful. And I think we're going to get to see the mother face to face. Won't that be exciting?" He decided not to answer. He was tired of his sister's silly speculation, and he thought, "Well, maybe if I just don't say anything, she'll stop talking and she'll leave me alone." So imagine how very surprised he was when both he and his sister were born into this bright and spacious world. We're going to join hands now and we're going to say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the ways in your goodness and mystery that you bring us, each of us, into this world. We thank you for light and for space to move. We thank you for breath. We thank you most of all that when we arrived, we were greeted by smiling faces and warm, loving arms. We pray that we might always trust ourselves to your care and that you would teach us to love one another as you have loved us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.